Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Jeff Brown, professor of jazz. And
yes.
And all that jazz.
There you go.
At Valparaiso University. And Jeff, you have been on the music scene in Northwest Indiana since since Northwest Indiana was invented.
Thank you.
I believe you invented the saxophone.
Yes, well, Albert Sax as well.
Not that you play the saxophone.
Well, I did in college, but since that time I'm primarily a percussionist and pianist.
So, and you're very well known throughout our region, I would say, for the Jeff Brown Trio.
Well, thank you.
We enjoy doing many music that we'll be hearing at the final, prior to the final concert of the Northwest Indiana Symphony on April 27th, when we have our final 75th birthday celebration that evening.
Beautiful. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
So if anybody wants to come, let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just my pitch. But we're really here to pitch today the 32nd annual Valparaiso University Jazz Fest. And you founded the Jazz Fest, didn't you?
Yes. This is our 32nd year. And it's really, truly grown from a day and a half festival to 5 to 6 days, depending on the year. And it focuses on a combination of both student performances and professional performances, both student-wise, both collegiate and high school. And on Monday and Wednesday this year, we have more than 300 high school students from all over Lake Porter and LaPorte County coming in to perform. And it's an interesting opportunity for them because most of the time, they're doing these festivals and being adjudicated and things like this. This is a festival that they come to and just for the love of performing and in a professional environment. A new thing this year is Tuesday night. What we've been doing is we're combining with the Valparaiso Concert Association, and we're doing an interesting type of combination of performance and indeed dance music for all ages. And it's an interesting new type of thing for us, for the festival, for sure.
So people get to get up and dance.
Exactly.
Which sometimes I'm sure they have felt like doing throughout the years.
Exactly. Well, sometimes they do, and it's encouraged. And this was a brand new type of venue for us, so we're looking forward to it. We're going to have a vocalist, and we're going to have the VU ballroom dancers, the student group that will be helping out. So it's a little different type of thing for us.
Would you say that that the appreciation for and participation among young people in jazz is rising, or what do you sense among young people? You have 300, you say, who are going to be performing. That sounds like a lot of kids.
Jazz education, I feel, is in a good place in Northwest Indiana. We have some great programs all over Lake County, LaPorte County, Porter County. There's Chesterton, there's Portage, there's Valparaiso. And I think that as jazz education grows worldwide, that it's influencing. You know, you don't want to educate just everybody to become a performer.
Right.
What we do is giving a broad scope of just understanding of the music, so when these people graduate or go into whatever profession they're going into, they support the music.
You're a Munster boy, aren't you?
That's where I grew up,
and
yes.
And I know three Munster boys who have become professional. Well, one who's graduating senior this year, who's going to study saxophone.
Okay.
And two who are in their mid to late 20s now, who grew up in Munster, and they have pursued careers in professional, and they're brothers.
Yeah, and my father was the band director in Munster for many years.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so consequently, it's in my blood, that's for sure.
So who's your big name this year?
We've got, on Saturday night, the Chicago Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble, which is a really interesting ensemble. They perform in various different sizes, from a quintet, quartet, to a huge big band, and they're going to be coming in with a 20-piece band. Very interesting instrumentation. They have percussion-wise, they have drum set, congas, timbales. Interesting mix of horns and saxophones, as I said, and they do all kinds of great Argentinian tangos, merengues, bombas, flamenco, reggae, a little combination of literally everything. And that is really becoming a big part of a lot of the festivals around the world. On Friday night, we have Victor Wooten coming in. Victor is one of the world's greatest bassists. Mm-hmm. And he was with Bella Fleck and the Flecktones for many years. He's an amazing technician. Bass Player Magazine, for three or four times, have named him the Bass Player of the Year, et cetera, like that.
Well, Jeff, thank you for being here to tell us about the Jazz Fest, the 32nd annual. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.